Listening Library presents Bless This Mouse by Lois Lowry. Read by Bernadette Dunn. Chapter 1. A Bad Time for Babies. Hildegard sighed, a loud, squeaking, outraged sort of sigh, when she was informed that a new litter of mouselets had been born in the sexton's closet. Such bad timing. Such bad placement. She scurried from the sacristy, the private room where Father Murphy's special priestly clothes were stored. She'd been napping there comfortably until Roderick, whiskers twitching, woke her with the news. Oh, he was a busybody, no question, always looking for a reaction. Well, he got one this time. She was furious. Checking carefully to be certain there were no humans around. Sometimes the altar guild ladies dropped in during the afternoons to rearrange flowers. Hildegard tiptoed quickly into the large, high-ceilinged church itself, through the side section known as the transept, and entered the central area called the nave. Audaciously, she hurried down the center aisle, ready at any instant to disappear into a pew and under a kneeler if someone entered. But the sanctuary was empty and quiet, and she made her way undisturbed down its length. Next, she found herself in the narthex. Hildegard so liked the formal names for the parts of the church. If she were in an ordinary house, she thought, twitching her nose at the idea, this would be known as the front hall. What an ordinary name! Narthex had a ring to it. You knew you were in an important place when you entered a narthex. There was a tiny opening here, beside the front door where the floor had settled slightly. Through the